You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm joined on the phone this afternoon by Stacy Reason. She's executive director of the Yeiser Arts Center in Paducah and co-director of the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival. Good afternoon, Stacy.
Hey there. Thanks for having me, Stacy.
So you're not busy at all?
Oh, no. We're just hanging out and just kind of coasting through the week down here.
So where do you want to start with this year's festival?
Well, I just want to remind everyone of, like, all the major areas it's going to be at the festival. We've got three stages, main stage, Harrison stage, and a stage over the Children's Pavilion. And, of course, we have our artist booths. This year we've got just over 50 of them. We've got 13 food vendors from around the area, and then our Children's Pavilion, which is just expanded and exploded with all kinds of programming. So those are the major things to look at. And then new this year, we've got tons of extra art experiential stuff going on. So you'll see a lot of more installations and an actual collaborative public art piece you can participate. And over at the kids tent, the Children's Pavilion, we've actually got a cardboard castle that will be built during the festival and be able to play in. So we're really excited about those new additions this year.
So I guess the official kickoff is at 3:00 on Friday. What time do the actual artists start to get up and set up? Is it the previous day or just early on Thursday or on Friday?
Well, we actually start setting up early Thursday morning. We'll be down there about 6:00 in the morning starting to set out everything, the layout of the whole festival, finish set up stages and things like that. Artists arrive Thursday afternoon, and then Friday morning, the official opening of the festival is Friday. But like we had last year, we're going to have another kickoff party this year, and that's going to be Thursday night. So if you're in the area and you're just itching to get started on your festival grooves, and we've got a free show on Thursday night featuring some musicians and some food over in front of the Columbia Theater on Broadway. So we're excited to have that extension of the festival this year.
Are there any different things this year than people normally expect when they go to Lowertown with all the art and the food and the music?
Well, the different stuff is, like I mentioned, the Kids Castle over at the Children's Pavilion, and then we're just going to have more demos and more art and more things to look at. And then, of course, I will say that the festival is now officially a fundraiser for the Yeiser Art Center, so we're just asking for dollar donations at the gate. So if you got a dollar to spare, we'd love to have you contribute to our ongoing operations here at the Yeiser Art Center. So we're really thankful to have just such a great giving community, supportive community, and to be able to put on such an amazing event. And those donations just go right back into the festival to boost up all the experience and the cool art and music that you're going to be able to witness this year and in future years. So that's about that's our biggest difference this year. And as you'll see on the website and on Facebook and on the festival t-shirts, we've got this really cool looking party yak, and our theme this year is Party with a Yak. So, you know, our yak that you might have seen down on Broadway, our big red yak, is our mascot for the Yeiser Art Center, and we're bringing him down to the festival and just bringing that fun pun down to the festival as well. So you'll see him around everywhere too.
And as always, the music lineup is excellent this year. Nora Jane Struthers and Daryl Scott. And boy, what a great festival headliner to have with Daryl Scott. I spoke with him earlier this week, and he says that he tailors every performance to the specific audience that he's going to be playing for. And he promised an electric, really rowdy set to close out the fest on Saturday.
Yeah, we're so excited to be working with some great musicians from all over the place, and certainly that's not to exclude Daryl Scott. He's been such a great addition to our team and our lineup, and we're just so excited to have him here and to share his music with all of us that are going to be at the festival. So yeah, it's quite an awesome lineup we have this year.
Well, I know you're super busy, but is there anything else that you want to talk about the festival before it opens?
Well, I just want to remind everyone to, take a look at our website, lowertownamf.com, like lowertownartsmusicfestival.com, and just to check out what all is going on, because we've just really got so much going on as far as the music, the arts, the Children's Pavilion. If you want to try to plan your day accordingly so you get the most out of our festival, that's the best way to do it. And then not to forget, we've got two after parties on Friday and Saturday, and they're at new locations this year, or one new location. there's going to be at the Juniper Room. It's Smedley Geyser. It's actually inside the festival, and that show is a free show, 21 and over. So you could even stay and hang out with us in the festival until, you know, into the night. And then, of course, our other partner that we love to play with is Paducah Beer Works, and that show is an all-ages show, but there's door entry for that, a $10 fee for that. So you can go online and even purchase pre-sale tickets to those to get a little bit of a discount if you're going to be around the whole weekend for those after parties. But we just encourage everyone to try to make room in their schedule for as much as they can. So you can use our website to get, you know, a list, a little taste of what's going to happen, and plan accordingly.
All right, Stacy, super exciting as always as we lead into the Lower Town Festival. Good luck your preparation, and try to enjoy it yourself this weekend.
Yeah, thanks so much. We're not going to have rain this weekend.
No,
that's right. No,
not at all. All right, thank you, Stacy.
All right, thanks.
That's Stacy Reason. She's director, executive director of the Geyser Arts Center in Paducah and co-director of the Lower Town Arts and Music Festival. It is Friday and Saturday in Lower Town. You can go to lowertownamf.com, and they have all the information there.